You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions at ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast. My name is Nancy Monturi, and this is my new labor of love and second podcast episode. First, I want to say thank you so much for all the support you gave me on the first podcast and the great feedback. If you get a minute, please review and rate these podcasts in iTunes, because the more reviews, downloads, and subscribers we get, the better chance of getting iTunes to help us spread the plant-based message. If you are just tuning in for the first time, I advocate a plant-based diet for your health and wellness. A plant-based diet consists of unrefined or minimally refined plants. It's a diet based on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and healthy fats. If you are just getting started, I recommend you listen to Ordinary Vegan's podcast number one, Getting Started on a Vegan Diet. In 2013, I became certified in plant-based nutrition from Cornell University. I am also a plant-based chef and will be sharing recipes every week. I take the responsibility of this podcast very seriously and hope all of you can learn from my mistakes. Today, my podcast is about vegan protein. But before we talk about protein, I wanted to share more about myself and my journey to a plant-based diet. At a very young age, I contracted a disease that landed me in the hospital for 6 months inside an iron lung. When I was released from the hospital, I was in need of daily therapeutic exercise to restore the movement to my limbs. Unfortunately, my family couldn't afford physical therapists, so my care fell into the hands of my Italian side of the family, loving aunts, cousins, and godparents. My father told me that they took me directly from the hospital to a small cottage in Maine, threw me on the dining room table, and took turns working my limbs day and night. My dad made them out to be miracle workers. And you know what? He was probably right. As many of us know, nothing can stop a group of determined and faith-filled Italian women. Because of their diligent physical therapy on my body, I credit them for my ability to walk again and fully heal. My illness has had a powerful impact on my life, and I have always strived to eat healthy and take care of my body. I never wanted to be sick again. Unfortunately, I fell victim to our government's food pyramid, advertising, and the latest food trends. I was taught that I needed to drink cow's milk to get strong bones and needed to eat meat to get protein. None of that was true. Unfortunately, if you say something enough times, it becomes the truth. Sadly, I was following dietary recommendations from people that I trusted that were actually hurting my health and well-being. On May 1st, 2011, everything changed. I went to see the documentary Forks Over Knives. After watching that movie, I decided diets weren't going to cut it anymore. What I needed was an overhaul, a complete transformation. Forks Over Knives proved to me that meat and dairy were ruining my health, so I adopted a plant-based lifestyle. I believe my illness is one of the reasons I have such a passion for health and spiritual wellness. If I can inspire one person to eat healthy and feel good when they wake up in the morning, if I can help one person ditch their medication or even reverse their disease, then it's all worth it. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I want you to take back your health. When you eat a plant-based diet, you are saying, I love myself and I have compassion for myself. You are also widening your compassion for the planet and for animals. I know most of you probably have an animal, and I know all of you don't want to see an animal be inhumanely treated. I know that. Well, we have the opportunity to push back against the animal agriculture for inhumane treatment of animals and global pollutions, and we can do it with our forks and what's on our plate. In the last podcast, we talked about casein, the main protein in milk. It is worth repeating. Dr. T. Colin Campbell, biochemist, doctor, and author of The China Project, which is the most comprehensive study of health and nutrition ever conducted, called casein the most relevant cancer promoter found in the last 50 years. I always tell people, if they can only do one thing for their health, I recommend never eating dairy again. We also spoke about the startling announcement made by the World Health Organization on October 26 of this year. After years of research, they found that 8 ounces of processed meat a day, which equals approximately 2 slices of ham or turkey, increases the risk of colon cancer by a whopping 18%. So let's address the age-old vegan question. Where do we get our protein? The easy answer is just eat a healthy, whole foods, plant-based diet that includes grains, legumes, vegetables, fruit, leafy greens, and small amounts of healthy fats, like nuts, seeds, and avocado. That's it. That is all you have to do. By the way, one of the questions I received from the first podcast was, what are legumes? And I'd like to answer that question before I continue. A legume is a simple dried seed contained within a pod. The most well-known legumes are kidney beans, chickpeas, black beans, garden peas, green beans, and lentils. And they are chock full of protein. Other sources of vegan protein include vegetables. Did you know 1 cup of cooked sweet potato contains 5 grams of protein? Did you know 1 cup of peas contains over 8 grams of protein? Brussels sprouts contain almost 4 grams of protein per cup. Approximately 51% of the calories from spinach are pure protein. And did you know that broccoli contains more protein per calorie than steak? It's true. Now let's talk about fruit. There is also protein in fruit, like cherries, plums, oranges, and grapes. Another wonderful source of protein are grains. People are often surprised at the amount of protein in grains. 1 cup of spelt has over 10 grams of protein. 1 cup of quinoa has 8 grams of protein. Bulgur and teff are also high sources of protein. Another bonus is grains are also delicious, low in fat, and cholesterol-free. If you are on a quest for even more protein, think healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocados. Almonds, black walnuts, pumpkin seeds are some of the highest protein foods you can consume. And they also reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and they promote healthy brain function. Somehow, we've been misled and protein became synonymous with animal products like dairy and meat. Well, that's the brilliance of advertising. That's what the dairy and meat industry spends millions of dollars on. A blatant fear campaign that you can't be healthy without dairy or meat. Also, there are a lot of people out there trying to purchase healthier food for their family, but marketers are taking advantage of these people. They are misleading consumers with deceptive labeling, using words like whole grain, heart healthy, natural, or whatever the latest buzzword is. These terms are not regulated and anyone can use them, and they don't mean anything. So I always recommend to turn the product over and read the label. If you can't pronounce it, it's not natural or healthy. I would also like to mention that a healthy plant-based diet should contain the essential fats of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. Studies have shown that people who have a good balance of these fatty acids are less likely to develop heart disease. That is why I'm a big advocate of hemp, chia, and ground flax seeds, because all of these seeds contain both omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. I personally include a tablespoon or two of one or more of those a day. Hemp seeds happen to be my favorite. They provide more protein than flax or chia seeds and are highest in omega-6 with a nice balance of omega-3s. Finding creative ways to add hemp seeds to your diet is easy. Just sprinkle them in oatmeal, on salads, or on top of stir fries. They are delicious. Or you can include them in this week's plant-based recipe. It's called sautéed cannellini beans with greens and hemp seeds. You can make this high-protein, nutrient-rich recipe in 15 minutes or less, and here is all you need. 1 15-ounce carton of cooked cannellini beans. 2 chopped garlic cloves. 1/4 cup of vegetable broth. 1 bunch of spinach. 1/4 cup of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of hemp seeds and some extra hemp seeds to sprinkle on top. Now here's what you do. Rinse the cooked cannellini beans. Take a large sauté pan and heat the 1/4 cup of vegetable broth. Add the garlic. Cook for a minute or two. Add the cannellini beans. Give them a little mash with a potato masher, leaving some whole and some mashed. Stir in the hemp seeds. Cook for 5 minutes, stirring and adding more vegetable broth if it's sticking. Then, add the rinsed spinach on top. Cover and cook for another 3 or 4 minutes or until the spinach is lightly cooked. Pour the lemon juice on top. Serve hot with a lemon wedge. Oh, one word of caution though. Beware. You will want to run a marathon after consuming this delicious, nutritious 15-minute meal. You can find this recipe and all my recipes on OrdinaryVegan.net. Now, after hearing about all the available protein in a plant-based diet, you might be wondering, how much protein does a person need in a day? Protein requirements are individualized and dependent on body size. According to my plant-based guru, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, there is an overemphasis on protein and a well-balanced whole food plant-based diet provides enough protein. Dr. Campbell's studies have shown that it has been the excess amounts of animal protein that has been a potent trigger for cancer growth, kidney stones, heart problems, and a slew of other diseases. He believes that 8 to 10% of your calories should be protein. So as long as you're eating a variety of plant foods, including grains, vegetables, fruits, legumes, and healthy fats, your body will get plenty of protein. Well, that's it for today's podcast. I hope this information encourages you to take a step back and make an honest evaluation of what role your diet plays in your life and how you can improve it. Remember, it's never too late to switch to a vegan diet and change your life. Last week, I had a 75-year-old woman reach out to me who wanted to change her diet and live a healthier life. She was such an inspiration to me and should be an inspiration to all of us. Always remember that health and wellness is a compassionate relationship built on kindness and respect to yourself. When you eat a plant-based diet, you then extend that kindness and compassion and respect to animals and the planet. I would love to hear your feedback, so please send me an email at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. You can find me and all my podcasts online on my website, OrdinaryVegan.net. Please join our healthy Facebook community at Facebook/OrdinaryVegan. The community is well over 235,000 strong, and they love helping each other. If you get a minute, I ask again, please write a review on iTunes, because the more reviews the podcast gets, the more prominently it will be featured, which means reaching more people with our plant-based message. I will post an iTunes link in this week's show notes located at ordinaryvegan.net/podcast2. Thanks for joining me on this adventure. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's podcast recipes and plant-based tips. And if you would like to record a message for this podcast, hit the record button on my website, ordinaryvegan.net. I would love for you to be on our next podcast show. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.